This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Shout out to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I am thrilled. I am happy to be here with you, live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all across the country, my friends in Canada. Thank you to super producer and host Ryan Hickey, holding it down on the boards in New York City. This is when I get started. Every single weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Hope you've had a tremendous Wednesday. If not, it sucks, but I'll try my best to make it better over the next 4 hours. Obviously, this is the eve of the NFL draft. NFL draft is tomorrow, and we got all the coverage that you want right here on the Infinity Sports Network. And so as we get ready for the draft tomorrow, we've had some big news go down today. You start off the day with a former NFL player, former Heisman Award winner, who gets his Heisman back in Reggie Bush. We're going to get into that. The Detroit Lions have decided to hand out some new contracts to some of their skill position players, including an offensive lineman. He might as well be a skill position player because he's one of the best. Penei Sewell gets a deal. Amon-Ra St. Brown, he gets a deal. Jared Goff, he has to wait on his. Waiting for the draft tomorrow. Looking to see who goes where after Caleb Williams ends up at number one overall. Today is Wednesday. I'm going to be sharing with you a new top six list. That is what we do every single Wednesday. And tonight, in honor of all of the quarterbacks who are likely going to be selected tomorrow, I'm going to share with you a top six list of quarterback busts, some of the biggest quarterback busts that we have ever had in NFL history. NBA playoff action still rolling on. Minnesota Timberwolves last night picking up another victory against the Phoenix Suns. The Minnesota Timberwolves, obviously, a team in transition. We don't know who the hell is going to end up owning them. So we're going to have Jace Frederick join us later in the show to talk about everything going on with these Minnesota Timberwolves. If you want to holler at me, it's simple. The phone number is 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. You can also find me. I am on the internet. I am everywhere. That is at JR Sport Brief. We're going to talk about some of the big news from today momentarily, get into some NBA basketball and playoff action. But before we do or say anything else, super producer and host Ryan Hickey, how the hell are you? You good?
I am good, JR. No trophies coming my way today or no money coming my way today. So not doing as well as others, but still doing good today.
So you mean to tell me you didn't get a contract from the Lions And you also didn't get a call from the Heisman Trust.
Not yet. I think I may have lost my number. I'm still waiting on that one. But, yes, unfortunately, 0 for 2 in those two categories.
There's nothing wrong with that. You're here with me. We're here together. Let's have a good time. Good deal.
Sign me up. I'm here for it.
And shout outs to everybody listening. You can always tune in on the free Odyssey app. You can lock in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, go ahead and lock it in at 158. And if you got a smart speaker, ask that smart speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. I also didn't get a trophy today. We all know the world is littered with participation trophies, folks getting awards for things that accomplishments they barely did. It's like, hey, I got up out of bed this morning. Here's a trophy. It's my kid got an F in school. Here's a trophy for trying, even though your kid is an idiot. Like, people are handing out trophies and awards for everything. And so we're going to talk about Reggie Bush. We'll get into that next hour because the politics involved in this man getting back a damn trophy is hilarious. And it shows how much of a joke a lot of these rules and regulations have pretty much been just for the past forever. I mean, outside of the past 3 and 4 years and legislation and people suing for the athletes to make money, it took almost 10, 15 years for Reggie Bush to get his damn trophy back. What type of crap is this? Anyway, we'll get into that next hour. Let's get to the good news to start off the show. And this is good news if you're a fan of the Detroit Lions, because two of your key offensive players, they are going absolutely nowhere. We know the NFL draft is tomorrow. I'm not getting drafted. Hickey's not getting drafted. We will be right here with you sharing all the picks, myself and Bart Winkler as well, dropping all the info and knowledge for the entire first round. There was a man a couple of seasons ago, 3 years ago, was drafted in the fourth round out of USC. Hey, home of, Caleb Williams. I don't know. Home of some guy named Reggie Bush. This man is a Detroit Lion. Amon-Ra St. Brown, drafted in the fourth round 3 years ago. And today, after 3 seasons in the NFL, he got himself a new deal. He got himself a new contract. For today, at least, this man is one of the highest paid wide receivers in the entire game. A 4-year deal for Amon-Ra St. Brown. $77 million guaranteed. $120 million total. He's making the same amount as Tyreek Hill on an annual basis. 30 is the new number for wide receivers. If you want to look at the highest paid quarterback per year, you don't got to look any further than Joe Burrow. He's making $55 million a year. The highest paid wideout, he's sitting at 30 right now. And, well, Amon-Ra St. Brown, he can go ahead and include himself in that list. And for a man who hasn't even peaked yet, at only 24 years old, this looks like a solid investment for the Detroit Lions. And the guy who eventually is going to get his own contract, that happens to be Jared Goff. To the shock of no one, Amon-Ra St. Brown, he was on social media. He spoke to the long haul. He was on NFL. He was all of this. And he talked about how excited he is to be in Detroit for the next bunch of years. Listen.
At Ford Field, it's empty. Usually it's rocking. I can't wait. I'm here. 4 more years. It's up. It's turned. Detroit, what up, though?
Yeah, what are you going to say? I mean, they just gave you a lot of money. I'd be happy, too. And the fact that this is taking place in Detroit ahead of the draft in Detroit tomorrow, great news. I mean, I remember vividly last year, before round one of the NFL draft, we got big contract news as well. Lamar Jackson got his new deal and got his new contract literally hours before the start of the draft. Are we in store for some big news like that tomorrow? I highly doubt it. But at least the Detroit Lions are putting their stake in the ground before we get a bunch of other, I don't know, what do you call them, Hickey? They're prospects, right? NFL draft prospects?
You got it. Perfect word.
Yeah, they're prospects, which means they are either going to sink or they're going to swim. And some of these guys that we're talking about ad nauseum are going to be good. Some of them will be disappointments. Some of them will suck. You're going to have a guy like Amon-Ra St. Brown, who was expected in the 2021 draft to be at least taken in the first, second round. By the time we got to the draft, the guy was taken fourth. Who that guy is tomorrow, I have no idea. That's the beauty of the game. That's the beauty of the draft. We're going to have a guy taken tomorrow in the top 10 of the draft. He's going to suck. And then we're going to have a guy that we never heard of who pretty much is going to come from clear out of nowhere and maybe dominate the league. It's a wild world that we're looking at right now. And the Lions, I told you, it's not the only move that they've made. Securing Amon-Ra St. Brown, giving him $30 million a year. How about the man that protects Jared Goff? How about the man that keeps him rolling and keeps him upright? Penei Sewell, one of the premier offensive tackles in the entire NFL, multiple-time Pro Bowler, only 23 years old. He gets a new contract as well. $85 million guaranteed, a four-year contract, $112 million. This man, coming out of Oregon, all you did is hear about him. That's it. Like, this is no shock. This is no surprise. He's what you call a people mover at 6'5", 340 pounds. No shock there. The only man who doesn't have a deal, and it doesn't appear that one is going to be imminent, is Jared Goff. Jared Goff is entering into the final year of his contract, but let's be real here. If you're the Detroit Lions, and you think about the success that you've had, the steps that you've taken, this is a long ways from Dan Quinn almost being fired after, what, a 6-6 start to the season, turning things around, and then this past year looking like you had a chance to go to the Super Bowl, maybe more so if his ass wasn't gambling all the time, not Ipe gambling, not Jontay Porter gambling, but gambling away decisions like, not going for field goals and trying to score touchdowns every time. This is a team that's grown. And let's be real. When Jared Goff was traded from the Los Angeles Rams to the Lions, it sounded like and felt like a punishment. It felt like the man who helped take the Rams to the Super Bowl was being jettisoned to Siberia. This man was one of the best quarterbacks in the league last year. His head coach, Dan Campbell, has just heaped praise upon him every single chance and opportunity. And I think that's going to continue. I think it's just a matter of time before Jared Goff gets his contract and his deal. It'd be real interesting to see where his number settles in at. Is he going to get 45 mil? Is he getting 47? For a guy who is close to leading his team to a Super Bowl? Is he in that 50 range? Jared Goff is good. But is he in that upper echelon? He just might get paid like it. I'll tell you who appreciates these guys. It's Dan Campbell. I'll tell you who Dan Campbell also appreciates. The general manager, Brad Holmes. Because the way that this Lions roster is put together, Jared Goff has never been shy in saying it. Like, we got a lot of talent over here as well. You think about some of the players that have been drafted over the past few years who are contributing to what is ultimately, it could be a championship roster. You look at Aiden Hutchinson. We talked about Amon-Ra St. Brown, Penei Sewell, bringing in Goff. This is a team that's been able to build up through the draft, especially at its core. Let's take a listen to Dan Campbell just last week kiss the ass of his general manager.
Brad does an unbelievable job, and the way that he grinds through tape, the way that his staff grinds through tape, and the years that they go back, 2-3 years, and to really get a snapshot of what this guy is. So man, that credit goes to him. But we are very excited to add on to what we have here, because we do. We you already mentioned it earlier. We love the guys that we have in this locker room. We love the talent that we've acquired, but the type of talent, the type of character that comes with it. So we're looking for the next batch, man, that fits. And look, there'll be some players in here that are really good players, but they just don't fit us, and right. That's okay. You know, that's okay. But we got to find the right guys for us.
Hey, they found them. And in Detroit, they certainly got the right attitude, right? Come on. What does he want? Grit? And that, Hickey, that's what he has painted on the walls. I learned that during the Hard Knocks. Is it grit?
Grit. I'm shocked it's not tattooed on his body somewhere.
Oh, if he gets advice from Jim Harbaugh, he's going to have that tattooed on his arm tomorrow.
Maybe his forehead.
It possibly. Wouldn't shock me. He wears those ball caps all the time. And so if last year was grit, what is this year? Is it grime or grind? Well, what's the slogan for the Lions this year?
Ooh. I was going to say maybe finish. Is that too, like, is that not tough enough?
Finish? I don't know. That sounds, that doesn't have the same ring as, like, grit. I hear grit and I go, okay, it's kind of violent a little bit. You gotta grit and grind. If when I hear finish, thinking about food.
How about like built, you know, to rip off the Ford car company? Did they say built Ford tough? What, like built Detroit tough?
Built Detroit tough? I don't know. I don't know if the folks in Detroit would go for that one.
So can we, how about we run grit back then? It got them pretty far this past year. Can we run it back?
Yeah. I mean, is he going to make the same stupid play calls that he did last year?
Well, hopefully he's gritty enough to learn from his mistakes.
Ah, touche. You tell him that, okay? And let me know how it goes.
I'll run right up to him.
It might rip you. He probably just look at either you or me and just kind of, man, get out of here. Like, this man could rip. He could destroy most humans with his bare hands. I think there are players in his locker room that probably wouldn't want to take him in a fight.
I was going to say, he seems smart enough to not even waste his time with us. Like, he'd look at us, be like, all right, I could break them in 2 seconds. I'm not even going to bother.
Yeah, not worth his time. Like, he uses me and you as salt pepper shakers on his, I don't know. What does he eat? What do you think he eats in a day? Like, 5 steaks, like 8 black coffees, three pieces of broccoli. That man is, he built different.
You think he eats broccoli, huh?
You got to have a vegetable, right? Something?
Who is, Al Michaels is the one who said he never had a vegetable in his life. I mean, he's lived a long life so far.
Do you see what that man looks like?
He's like 85 years old.
Hey, well, I mean, he looked better. He should have ate a vegetable. That's one of the reasons that Brock Lesnar had that, what is it called? Diverticulitis? Is that how you pronounce it? I don't know. They had to cut out a part of that man's colon because he went on almost like a strictly protein diet. Did you know that?
I did not know that, huh?
Come on. Life is about balance. I get it. You're Brock Lesnar. Now, Brock Lesnar would whoop Dan Campbell's ass in a fight. I think that would be the case. A trained fighter. You got to have a balanced meal. You just can't be in the woods eating deer and bear. You got to throw some grass in there, a little bit of greens, right? So Dan Campbell, former professional athlete, he got a balanced diet, you think?
Maybe when you put it that way, you're right. But also at the same time, I could see him eating like raw steak, raw eggs, you know, just still maintain that tough guy persona while sprinkling in maybe some kale, spinach, broccoli.
Yeah, just a little bit, right?
Just enough.
Yeah. Yeah, Dan Campbell is built different. And the Lions, they appreciate him. Maybe he'll learn how to kick a field goal next year, or at least go for it, and that might help him out. Anyway, congratulations to the Lions. A couple of their players got paid. Amon-Ra St. Brown, Penei Sewell, all getting that check. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. On the other side, we're going to talk about an individual, unfortunately, who is not getting a contract extension. On the other side of the break, we're going to talk about someone that was drafted high. The team traded up to get him. They've traded him. And the new team said, nah, bro, we ain't paying you. I'm going to tell you who this player is on the other side of the break. The phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler. I'll say it again, 855-212-4227. You are locked in to the JR Sport Brief Show the day before the NFL Draft on the Infinity Sports Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. The phone lines are open. It's 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. Right before we went to break, we talked about the Detroit Lions ahead of the draft tomorrow, which will be held in Detroit, Michigan over the next 3 days. The Lions decided to extend a few of their key players. Amon-Ra St. Brown gets a new contract, 4 years, $120 million. Meanwhile, offensive lineman Penei Sewell gets a 4-year, $112 million deal. It's been reported that Jared Goff is not staring in the face of a new contract. But let's be real. What the hell other option do these Detroit Lions have? The man helped take them to an NFC championship game this past season. He was a passing leader, throwing a rock around for more than 4,500 yards to go along with 30 touchdowns. That's not a guy that you just let walk on out the building. I'm going to take your calls, and then in a few minutes, I'm going to tell you about an NFL player who is not receiving an extension. Someone who is not getting a portion of his contract picked up. I'll tell you who that is in a second, but let's get to the phone lines. Let's start off with Lee from Cincinnati. Lee, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. What's up?
Not much, JR. Thanks for taking my call. And I just want to say, first of all, what you're talking about, Brock Lesnar, was diverticulitis. I know because I had it, and I had 2 feet of my intestines taken out. Also, not fun. But I didn't eat anywhere near as good a diet as he did, but what I wanted to ask you, though, you talk about the draft, and I was wondering if you know who the guy is who made the undrafted free agent who made the most money ever in his NFL career, if you might know who that is.
Some guy sitting on television right now who predicts the future in Tony Romo.
Exactly, yep. And so that just goes to proving, you know, you don't have to be drafted, you know, to make have a good career in the NFL, even though it does help. But I just thought that was pretty neat. Made over $127 million.
Yeah, well, there's a guy in the NFL right now who's on his way to making a crap ton of cash right now, and his nickname is Mr. Irrelevant. So, yeah, it really doesn't matter. Well, it does. Let's be real. It does matter where you get drafted if you want to think about the finances involved. But, yeah, you can still be drafted at a later round and have an impact, or you can be drafted high and end up like a bust. And I'm going to be sharing with everybody a list of the top six quarterback busts. We're going to do that 2 hours from now. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Let's go to Illinois and talk to Brent. Hey, Brent, how are you, man? You're on the Infinity Sports Network. What's going on?
Oh, JR, I'm doing great. A great day for the city of Chicago and the state of Illinois. I thought you're in your introduction to the next 4 hours. I thought you're going to be talking about the Bears' new stadium. There was a press conference, a party. The Bears and the city of Chicago, the mayor, are joining forces for over $4 billion indoor stadium by the lakefront.
Yeah, I'm familiar. I'm very familiar. I was actually looking over at some of the photos earlier today and the renderings, and I'm excited. As someone who loves the city of Chicago, I think it's great that they're keeping the stadium downtown, which is a little bit more central than going out to Arlington Heights. And it's not just about the people who live in Chicago. It's not just about the Bears fans. The fact of the matter is nobody's trying to sit in traffic all day. Everybody can go downtown, get the hell up on out of downtown when the game is over, and keep it moving. So I'm glad that after all the threats and all the land that was acquired and held and what have you, that the stadium is going to be downtown. And I actually think it's cool that it's going to be indoors. I know you think about Chicago, you think about the Bears, you think about the cold, you think about the atmosphere, but this is going to open things up for Chicago to host some big-time events, you know, in a few years, or maybe not a few, but at some point over the next decade, you know, is anybody going to be shocked if the next 10 to 15 years that Chicago isn't hosting a Final Four? Maybe Chicago can host a Super Bowl if the NFL wants to be that bold with the weather. Maybe Chicago will host an indoor WrestleMania. So I'm just happy for the Bears. And, of course, the fact that they're going to be able to add someone like Caleb Williams tomorrow is certainly a boon for the team, for the franchise, and for the fans. Chicago is a beautiful city, and to think that they were going to move a Soldier Field and just move the Bears clear on out the middle of the city is just slap in the face. But this is all about politics. This is all about, quote-unquote, moving the chains. Kansas City Chiefs are going through this right now. Well, we might move from Kansas City. To where? Y'all going to move to Dallas? You're going to go back home? You're going to go to Dallas? Kansas City Chiefs, where are they going to move? I don't know, Vancouver? Like, if anything, they're going to stay their asses right in Kansas City where they have plenty of space, or they're going to go to Kansas City, Kansas, instead of Missouri. I mean, the city, it's a border city. Here's Kansas, here's Missouri. Like, pick a state. But at the end of the day, like, fans are sick of paying for these stadiums when you got billionaire owners just paying for everything else. I mean, we sat here yesterday and talked about the Kansas City Chiefs and how this team has now extended President Donovan and GM Veach and Coach Reed, and they're getting buckets and buckets of money. But the Kansas City Chiefs don't necessarily want to go out there and pay for renovated locker rooms. Like, is this cheapskate city? I didn't know the Kansas City Chiefs, which is now probably the premier team in the NFL, they're so damn cheap. I mean, Trey Hendrickson, Cincinnati Bengals, he's like the latest dude to ask for a trade from Cincinnati. I mean, T. Higgins, he's likely or possibly he might be traded tomorrow over the next couple of days with all the wide receivers that are going to come out of the draft. And this is what happens when you pay folks. You stare in the face of someone like Joe Burrow. You give him $55 million and you can't pull the money out the air. It don't work that way. Hickey, where are all the people who every single year, or maybe for the past, I feel like, 3, 4, 5, 6 years, while Tom Brady was married to a woman making more money than him, where are all the fans who say, oh, if the quarterbacks want to win, they got to take less money to keep the other? Where are all those people at now?
Hiding? Well, I guess coming out to roost, really.
Yes, like, what are we doing? Like, okay, Joe Burrow is making 55. I need to hear the people complaining right now about how the Bengals are now going to suck because he's making all this money. Like, I need to hear from those folks. I don't know anybody. I don't give a damn what job it is. Who walks around saying, I need to make less money? Is that you, Hickey?
No, not me. If anyone, boss is listening, that is not my M.O.
Yeah, I've never heard somebody go, yeah, I'll make less money. I mean, Shohei Ohtani is not walking around saying, I'll make less money. He's saying, spread my money around because I'm rich right now. And nobody says, let me make less money. So if the Cincinnati Bengals are going to give Joe Burrow 55, take it. Figure out the roster later. That's the general manager's job. Not everybody's Tom Brady. My wife is making more money than me. And this guy's a multi-millionaire. I'm trying to think if this is something that Alex Rodriguez needs. Is it too late for him? Oh, no, he tried to get... Well, he was married. No, he was engaged to Jennifer Lopez. It didn't work out for him. Anyway. 855-212-4CBS. Oh, that's wrong. 855-212-4227. Had a brain fart. It's only been a week. Give me a break. It's the Infinity Sports Network. Here's the deal. We just talked about the Bears and their new stadium. A guy who will not see that new stadium is Justin Fields. Yeah, because we know Justin Fields got traded over to the Steelers. This man was moved around for a sixth-round pick in 2025. Could become a fourth-rounder if he plays. And the word started to come out today. No shock to anybody. The Steelers have until May to do this. They're not going to pick up his fifth-year option. And so what this means is that Justin Fields is entering into the final year of his contract, that he is going to be a free agent. And unless Russell Wilson goes down, or unless he beats out Russell Wilson in a quarterback competition, then Justin Fields is going to have to, I don't want to say hope for an injury. He's going to have to hope that he gets a package to actually show that he's improved as a quarterback. He's going to have to show that, hey, maybe I'm worth the investment. And who knows? Maybe he's just going to have to sign up to be a backup for the Steelers again next year. Or maybe Russell Wilson just sucks. I can't imagine him being that damn bad. It was only a couple of weeks ago that Mike Tomlin spoke to the media and he told everybody, yeah, it's going to be a competition. But Russell Wilson, he's the veteran. He's going to get a chance to get knocked off of the perch as number one. Listen to this.
Russell has those resources, man, that structure. And so that's why I say he has pole position, man. It just creates a synergy that I think is good for this time of year. When it's time to compete, we get in training camp-like settings and going to preseason stadiums and so forth. Obviously, Justin will be given an opportunity to show his capabilities.
Yeah, well, in Pittsburgh, right? Well, Mike Tomlin continued on. Hey, Mike, tell us why Russell's going to get the chance. I think we know, but tell us why.
We're not resistant to competition, but as I've mentioned several times of late, I just think it's appropriate to establish positioning as we get into this thing. And the term that I've used is Russell has pole position. And why do I use that term? Because during this time where we're not formally working, man, I just think it's beneficial. His experience in the National Football League, his process that's been honed and perfected, talking about over a 12-month calendar, is not only good for him, it's good for teams. It's good for receivers, tight ends, running backs, et cetera. All the things that people that are really committed to winning do this time of year.
This man, Justin Fields, has to prove that he can be a number one. Good luck knocking off Russell Wilson. Good luck on that. I think Russell Wilson will have the job all year. Will we see, you know, Justin Fields in some gimmicky situations kind of throw people off balance? Oh, yeah, we will. Maybe he have to get like a spot start or two. Oh, yes, Justin Fields, he may get a start or two. Maybe. But I think what's more likely is that he has to re-sign next year with the Steelers as a backup and hope that one day Russell Wilson, well, unfortunately, takes a dive or sucks. Yeah, Justin Fields, no longer a quarterback for the Bears. Won't see the Bears' fancy new stadium in a few years unless he's a visitor and now struggling, or at least right now hoping to kind of push Russell Wilson off the perch as quarterback number one. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Speaking of number one, we're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, there is no disputing that the Dallas Mavericks have a number one player in Luka Doncic. And last night, Luka Doncic just praised for his defense. We're going to talk about this one-man, one-man show, one-man gang on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you so much to Dexter Henry for the news flash right before the break. At the top of the hour, we're going to talk about Reggie Bush. Yeah, not because the NFL draft is tomorrow, but Reggie Bush was in the news earlier today because he had a few things. Well, he had one thing in particular that was taken from him that he got back, that he deserves to have, especially given the current status and standing in the world of college sports. I'm talking about the Heisman. We're going to talk about Reggie Bush at the top of the hour. But one thing that Dexter Henry just updated us on, and so far this show we've been able to talk about Justin Fields. Looks like the Steelers are not going to give him a fifth year on his contract. They're not going to extend him. He's going to be a free agent at the end of the year. So that means the Steelers have two quarterbacks, one in Russell Wilson and two in Justin Fields. Both of these dudes are going to be playing on expiring contracts. And so the Steelers, they got options, and they have two players who are going to be ridiculously motivated to try to make some more money down the road, either for the Steelers or from the Steelers or from somebody else. And then we also talked about the Lions. They were throwing around some money today. The draft is going to take place in Detroit tomorrow and over the next 3 days. Amon-Ra St. Brown got himself a new contract, and then also Penei Sewell got himself a deal as well on the offensive line. Something else that Dexter Henry just shared with us is that in about 15 minutes from now, we're going to have game two of a playoff matchup between the Miami Heat and the Boston Celtics. Hickey, I thought that this is only game two. I feel like they should be at like game three by now. No, it's like, why such a big old gap between Sunday and today?
Especially for a series that should be done fast. I guess maybe the only thing making it a longer series is literally the schedule.
Yeah, like, no, I'm sorry, but the two NBA games today, they're not interesting. I know we got New Orleans and we have Oklahoma City, the Thunder lead on New Orleans in their series right now, 1-0. Zion says that he's not completely done yet. And I just go, oh, yeah, okay, sure, fine, whatever. Who cares about that series? And then we got Miami and Boston. There's no Jimmy Butler. This series doesn't have any juice. I'm supposed to look at what, Tyler Hero just put up desperation jump shots every game? Like, who cares? Get this series over with, okay? I guess the one thing that was interesting, if you're looking for a little bit of violence, Caleb Martin knocked Jason Tatum almost clear out the air the other day. And so things got a little chippy. Outside of that, the basketball part of it ain't interesting. Eric Spoelstra, Miami Heat head coach, he says, man, we just got to go out there and try harder.
Schemes can't save you. You know, you're going to have to get to guys. You're going to have to make multiple efforts. Going to have to do things that are necessary that you might not have to do in a normal regular season game against other teams. That's the way it is, and that's the challenge.
At least it sounds like his guys are practicing hard in the back. I guess that's the positive. Meanwhile, Mr. Personality himself, Joe Mazzulla, I can't blame him if he's fallen asleep during this series. He says tonight's game, the one that's going to start in about 15 minutes from now, is going to be different than the one on Sunday.
The type of team that we have with the open-mindedness to go and what makes sense. You know, there's a game plan, but you just can't have an expectation of how a game is going to go. And so every game could call for something different. Could call for going small, could call for double big, could call for zone, different things. So it's just having an open mind to be ready to execute and give that particular game what it needs.
Oh, Hickey, you sound like you had some coffee this morning, huh?
Maybe he wakes up for the playoffs. I mean, when you win 60-plus games and cruise for basically the second half of the year, I get why he sounds a little less enthused in, like, March than he does now.
No, I don't think so. By the time this game is over, I don't care if the Celtics win or lose. It could be close. It could be a heartbreaker. It could be a blowout for them. They could get blown out. He's going to sound miserable at the end of the game.
Celtics go all the way,
they win a championship.
Do you think he'll be happy then?
We will see a smile at the parade. Maybe we'll see a sarcastic joke. He will still show no personality. None. None.
A lot to live for.
What, him?
If a championship can't even get you fired up, what are we doing?
Sometimes I think about whether or not Joe Mazzulla, like, he enjoys. Well, you know what? Let me be real here. Not everybody enjoys their job. Even if you got a premier job, a premier gig, you're successful, you're 1 of 30, you're 1 of 32, you're a coach in the big leagues, the pros, NFL, NBA, it doesn't matter. Not everybody is thrilled and happy with what they're doing. I was going to say, why wouldn't he be happy? He has to love this, right? He played basketball. Like, he's happy, right? You think? You think he's happy? He could. He may not be.
I hope so. I mean, I know he's getting paid millions of dollars, but like you look at the lifestyle and the work, like being a coach is not fun. Long hours, a lot of travel. You're watching film late at night. You're always trying to think of adjustments. Everyone's always calling for your job. If you don't love it, oh boy, as a coach, you're in big trouble.
So here's an example. We got Tom Thibodeau, right? The man has been quoted as saying, I'm not happy if I'm not miserable. Like, that came out of his own mouth. He said that. He's a lifer. He's a coach. He's a lifer. This is what he does. He loves it. But does he, I mean, at this point, I guess you do this for so long. What else do you do in life? I assume he's happy, right? He's happy. It's just, it's different. Being a coach is different, especially like being a lifer as a coach. It feels like you're destined to be miserable. Look at Belichick. I'm trying to think of this now. Like, is there Pete Carroll? Pete Carroll seemed happy, right? He was always happy and chipper.
He did not seem happy that he was fired, so I would agree that he was trying to keep on going.
Yeah, but in regards to, like, folks who coach forever, they're few and far in between, like, guys who just they're now 60 and they're 70 and they're like daisies and roses. I mean, look at Boeheim up at Syracuse. This man was cursing out student reporters by the time he was quitting. Like, Nick Saban is yelling at reporters, asking them questions on the sideline. I don't know. And these guys are married. They have families. Like, who wants to be with these men? What, women who want to stay at home all day? Don't answer that, Hickey. If anybody's going to get in trouble, it'll just be me. Don't worry about it. But how could anybody love these men? I don't know. Maybe it's the money. Maybe it's the wallets. Maybe it's the salaries. Couldn't imagine, you know, looking at Boeheim in the face and coming home after a long day. Honey, how was work today? Oh, you know, them stupid 18-year-olds, they don't listen. I mean, it's just rough. Maybe this is why they're all miserable. I found a reason, Hickey. They got to hang around a bunch of young guys making dumb jokes all day who don't listen. And this is what they get paid millions of dollars for. So,
and now can leave on a whim.
What, the coaches?
Well, at least in college, can leave on a whim, college-wise and pro-wise. Yeah, maybe getting, you know, it's tougher to connect now. Who
yeah, everybody got options. Yeah, if Joe Mazzulla and the Celtics win the championship, maybe this man will find happiness. I still expect him to be miserable. He's following in the Belichick handbook at this point in time. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. When we come back on the other side of the break, we're going to talk about someone who is, he was happy. He was actually smiling today. There were a lot of photos as this man received his Heisman Award. And that would happen to be Reggie Bush. Reggie Bush was, I mean, a couple of years ago, he basically sued. He's had some support from guys like Johnny Manziel. He's yelling about, I didn't do anything. I didn't take anything. It's just wild, ridiculous story. But now Reggie Bush has his Heisman. So we're going to get into that in a few minutes. We'll also, in about an hour from now, I'm going to share with you a new top six list. Now that we are, well, almost 24 hours away from the start of the draft, I guess we are, what, 25 hours away at this point. I'm going to bring you a top six list. It should be a lot of quarterbacks selected tomorrow, and I'm going to give you my top six draft busts that we have seen in NFL history. So my top six list comes in an hour. Next hour, in a few minutes, we're going to talk about Reggie Bush. And then also, I didn't get a chance to touch on this. I told you that Justin Fields is not number one, most certainly not with the Steelers, definitely not with the Bears anymore because they moved his ass. Luka Doncic is number one. And Luka Doncic went out there last night and actually played defense. I guess this is what happens when you don't spend the offseason just downing beers. By the time you get to the end of the year, you could be in peak physical shape to play defense. So we got a lot to get into. You want to holler at me? It's simple. 855-212-4227. You are locked into the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to get into Reggie Bush on the other side of the break. So don't you move.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.